This is Twit.
It's the end of the year, nay, the end of the decade.
What?
This only happens once every 10 years. Did you know that? A decade only happens once? A new decade?
Yeah. Right.
Okay,
ten.
Yeah.
So, got it.
See, I'm smart. As such, expect an avalanche of best of the decade articles and videos in all categories.
Oof.
The first that I've actually kind of thumbed through and scrolled through is The Verge's recent Gadgets of the Decade list, where they detail the 100 gadgets that they think defined the 2010s. And I didn't pull anything out specifically. I just had a lot of fun kind of thumbing through here and going, oh, yeah, I remember that. And then adding up all the things that I've had over the years or still have. I mean, right at the top of the list or at the end of the list, actually, numerically. But the first item there, number 100, is Google Glass. And yes, unfortunately, I've had that. In fact, I have that. It's in the other room. So... So yeah. If you ever want to borrow my Google Glass, just let me know. I'd be curious to see what it looks like on you.
It looks just as foolish as it does on everyone else.
But yeah, it's kind of fun to thumb through here and be
fidget spinner.
Yeah. So yeah, I thought that was an interesting inclusion.
It's not quite a gadget, is it?
I mean, I guess it's a gadget. It's not quite tech.
It's a gizmo.
Yeah, it's a gizmo. Okay, that works. But you know, people are flipping out about fidget spinners, thinking it was going to take over the world, and then it kind of fizzled out, as things do.
Uh-huh.
As bad as anything ever seems, you know, eventually they disappear. Wow, you're going through that list super fast.
The backup camera. That actually, because the national highway, blah, 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 blah,
you know them.
Yeah. You have to have backup cameras.
Seriously?
Well, yes. Oh. Well, sorry, cars manufactured after a certain date have to have backup cameras in them now. It's a law that you do.
Yeah.
Yes, the Pebble was just on screen,
the
Pebble smartwatch, which, of course, made a change. And then, of course, the Philips Hue system.
Yes,
to this day.
Like, as I was going through this list, and I didn't have enough time to do it, but as I was going through, I was like, yep, I've got that, I've got that, I've got that, oh, no, I've got that. I was like, whoa, if I could just pull myself together and bring all of these things in here, but I couldn't quite
do get myself
together.
A boosted board?
I don't.
Oh.
No. Do you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I also don't have a Boston Dynamics Spot robot.
Well, I do have that.
As much as I would love to have one.
I'm not allowed to bring it to work. Anywhere where there are cameras, I can't bring it. So it has to stay at home.
That's true.
In one specific room where I have no security cameras.
And just a robot running in circles.
Yeah, but I mean, that's all, you know, it gets its workout in the day. And then I come home and I say hi to it.
I think it might hate you after a while for keeping it in a room.
Is that what all that scratching is at night?
Yes, exactly. Webcam cover is in here. Let's see.
Wait, webcam cover, like as in, wait, this is the best one. Number 26, the frayed lightning cable.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many friends I had to guilt and shame. I had to guilt and shame for their nonsense of, I mean, it was practically they chewed up a piece of Hubba Bubba bubble gum and stuck the thing back together. And I'm like, can you please just get a new one? I remember one person was like, yeah, sometimes I'll grab it the wrong way and it shocks me. Why are you still using this cable?
Yeah, that's an indication of something.
Yeah.
Be receptive. Be aware of what that actually means.
Yeah.
And
take a second. You know, maybe think about it.
Take a step in the right direction.
Oh, my word. Number 12, too. The TV remote with the Netflix button. Every time I see a remote that has a logo button on it, it makes me so sad.
It does. It makes me sad, too. Even though I'm a Netflix user, I still never press that dang button
if
it's on a remote.
I do the navigation to get there instead of pressing that button because I am morally opposed to logo buttons because those things change and go away.
Yep. Totally agree.
Voodoo who?
And we can just go ahead and let everyone know what the number one is because it's you got to check out the list. It's not like we're spoiling the surprise. The Apple iPhone 4. This is the 2010 iPhone 4, which the Verge staff says is like the marquee kind of like example for the industry of what smartphone has become.
Okay.
Over the year, you know, it was the first model that had the front facing camera and it was kind of like the quintessential glass sandwich device. But it was also the phone that if you gripped it too hard, the antenna
if you held it reception, just right, which was
or just wrong. Yeah, exactly.
Then the antenna gate.
So there's that. I remember at the time AntennaGate was, you know, all the articles were like AntennaGate is going to ruin Apple. And, That did not happen.
Oh, and that was also the one with phone left in a bar.
Phone left in a bar. That was the one.
A phone walks into a bar.
So many wonderful stories came from the iPhone 4.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you have the iPhone 4?
I did have an iPhone 4 in white. Okay. So, wait, maybe that was the 4S. I can't remember if the 4 came in white. But I had that form factor.
Okay.
And I did get a free bumper.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
So that I was no longer holding it wrong. It is a pretty phone to this day. I think it's a pretty phone. iOS is a little dated on it, but if I could get a new version of iOS running on that style of phone, I might carry that around.
Yeah. I mean, The Verge says the iPhone 4 is the most beautiful smartphone ever made.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I'm not sure.
I like that Lumia Windows phone.
What was that?
I think it's on the list, but I don't
know. Nokia Lumia 1020. It's number 92.
I think that phone's so pretty.
Yeah, I remember those. Oh, do you remember Windows Phone?
Yeah. Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Pour one out for Windows Phone. Just kidding.
No, don't pour it right there. There's lines on the floor that indicate where the table goes. Anyways, there's a lot of cool stuff in here, so check it out if you have 10 minutes and you want to go, oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, I have that. Oh, I'm sorry I have that.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry I spent money on that.
Yeah, coolest cooler, you remember that one?
I remember that was a controversy three quarters.
For Kickstarter and crowdfunding.
Oh,
and
my word.
So,
wow. Anyways,
good
Back
job, The Verge.
In my day, we had coolers that cooled themselves. These days, you just spray it with a ray gun and everything's nice and chilly.
Oh, just think of all the innovation coming to coolers over the next 10 years. What cooler tech will we be talking about 10 years from now on Tech News Weekly, Micah?
I don't know, but it'll be cool.
Ah, that's true. That was pretty cool. I like what you did there. Thank you.